Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Isang paalaala. Ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa ating mga nakikinig, lalo na sa masakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. Tuloy po kayo sa 12th gabi ng San Telmo Society. Sinimulan ko noong nakaraang linggo ang Dark Tourism Series sa ating mga regular episodes. Ang pakay ng series ay maipasyal ko kayo sa iba-ibang tourist destination na maaaring pumukaw sa inyong pag-iisip habang lahat tayo ay nakatigil sa ating kanya-kanyang mga tahanan. Nagustuhan niyo ba ang episode last week? Sana naman. Kung may gusto kayong i-feature na lugar o kung may sarili kayong mga kwento sa mga lugar na maaari nating talakayin sa Dark Tourism Series, maaaring ito ay isang hotel, isang sikat na pasyalan, abandonadong gusali o kahit isang mataong resort, basta kung nasaan ang mga kwentong katakataka. Sana ay maikwento mo sa amin at sisiguraduhin kung maisama kayo sa mga susunod na episodes. Ngayong gabi, makakasama natin ang isang kaibigan upang magkwento tungkol sa kanilang mayaman at matandang kasaysayan bilang isa sa mga pinakamatandang angkan sa Pilipinas. Si Mike Keeping ay mula sa mahabang linya ng pamilya ni Leonor Rivera at Charles Keeping Jr. na nabuhay noong 1800s sa Kamiling, Tarlac. Maaalaw ka sa aming kwentuhan dahil matutunghayan natin hindi lang ang kakaibang kwento ni Mike at ng kanyang pamilya, kundi pati na rin ang mga kwentong naipasa pa sa kanya mula pa noong 1900s hanggang sa kasalukuyan. Nariyan ang mga nagpaparamdam ng mga nilalang at mga gumagalaw na muebles na napaloob na sa lumang bahay ng mga Keeping. Ngunit ngayong gabi, bubuksan natin ang San Telmo Society para kay Mike. Halina at sumama na kayo sa aming kwentuhan.
Hi, my name is Michael Keeping.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Philippine Camper Stories. Thank you so much for indulging this talk. So Michael has been a colleague. Pwede ba nating tawagin colleague? We didn't really work together, but we work in the same industry for quite some time. And Michael here is, shall we say, parang he's also very fond of things that of old value, and especially those with historical accounts and the history behind some things that he treasured the most. Kaya na inbitahan natin ngayon si Mike for this episode because we wanted to talk about some things with his side of the family. Baka he can share something for us here at the campsite. So, yun. So, I have a few questions to you, Mike. Tell us about your interest sa history or sa family history. Bakit napapansin ko kasi na lagi kang nagsishare about old photos, things from, was it, I think that was ano, no? Parang post-war yung pinapost mo.
Maraming material eh. Merong post-war, merong pre-war. Merong American period, merong prior, but yeah, daming.
Galing.
we're lucky that that we were able to save most of it. Marami na ring nawala, pero marami pa ring naitabi. So, yun ang mahalaga.
But yeah, if you don't mind sharing, well, your last name sounds foreign. Can you tell us more about that?
Our family, our last name is Keeping. It's a British last name because my great-grandfather came to the Philippines and was part of the team that built the first railroad from Manila to Dagupan. That was in the late 1880s.
Mm.
when he came to the Philippines. No? That's how, that was his migration story. So he came to the Philippines, and then while he was building that, they were based in Pangasinan, he met my great-grandmother, Leonor Rivera, who was at that time still engaged to Jose Rizal, the national hero. That's the reason also why we have all of those things. So growing up, we had a small outhouse dun sa bahay namin sa Kamiling, kung saan meron kaming maliit na museum with all of my great-grandmother's relics. No? We called it the Relic House. So people would come and visit. It was a free museum, wala naman entrance fee on. So people would just call, and then kami yung mag-entertain sa kanila. So bata pa lang ako, nandun ako sa tourism industry. Pro bono nga lang.
So parang ano nga, parang alam mo na yung may program ka na sinishare sa mga tao.
Meron. Kasi yung tatay ko, he was, well, syempre grandson siya, no, ni Leonor Rivera. And wala namang mga tour guide sa Kamiling, and it was inside our house. So sino naman yung had the most knowledge about her? Syempre family, di ba? So kami rin yung, kung wala yung daddy ko, kami. So he trained us really. Like I was, si Ambeth Ocampo nga shared a photo of me when I was, I think, 8 years old, because I was ready being trained by my father. Sabi niya parang, oh, you have to listen, because when you're bigger and, you know, when you're older and, you know, and I won't be able to do this, you have to do it.
You're gonna take over.
Oh, so at an early age, meron ng parang responsibility na ganon, that, you know, you had to have your facts, yung mga information mo correct. Ganyan. So, na ano na yun, na instill na sa amin growing up.
Kaya pala, bata pa lang, interesante ka na sa mga lumang bagay, kasi nga parang your history goes way back in 1800s pa.
Yeah.
Ang galing, so that, kaya pala, hindi pala na-keep ng Jose Rizal si, si Leonor Rivera.
Na-keep ni Kipping.
Oo nga, ni ano, ato nakita ko nga sa Google I googled your great-grandma na Charles, great-grandpa, Charles Henry Porter Kipping Jr.
Yes. Yeah, that's him.
Ngayon lang ako nakakilala ng isang tao na meron silang parang Google entry sa family nila. I don't know. Parang wala akong matawag na ano talagang, ay, kilala ko yung mga Kippings. Now I do. So, pero matanong ko lang kasi, since this is Philippine Camper Stories, and we talk about the strange things, and since your line of your family line goes a long way back, meron bang something na parang nung narinig mo, parang, ay, parang iba yun?
Oo. Nako, Earl, kami, our family has lived in the same spot. Well, siguro mga since the 1850s yun. Or a little after. True? Yeah, in Kamiling. Our lot, well, the compound, you know, is where Leonor Rivera's parents' house was. So, that's where they lived since the mid of the 1800s. Yung family namin kasi migrated nga, as I've said, from Pangasinan and then to Kamiling. So, yung grounds ng bahay namin, although hindi na yun yung bahay ni Leonor Rivera, yung grounds na talagang medyo mayaman sa mga kwento. Mayaman sa kwento.
At I'm sa looking kwento, at your house right now sa Google. I can see that it's a very big house, na parang if it's, kung makikita, I could only imagine that if I can see it from personally, kung ako'y madaan siguro sa Kamiling, parang ma-enchant ka talaga, kasi parang may malaking lote, tapos parang ang ganda, parang medyo, hindi ko alam kung anong tawag sa style ng gantong bahay. Pero agaw attention na.
Oo, medyo prominent yung bahay namin, kasi especially it's in the center of town, tapos maraming nadadaan, so maraming nakakakita. Marami rin silang nakikita. So since
tell
matagal
us about it, anong nakikita niyo, or anong special muna dun sa house?
Well, yun nga, as I've mentioned, almost, ilang taon na ba yun? 108, 170 years ago? Parang ganyan. Mm-hmm. Since we started occupying that lot, that piece of land. Mm-hmm. So, our family's history is, especially yung part na yon, medyo malungkot, no? I'll tell you about it a little, konti lang. Okay. Yung parents ni Leonor Rivera were married in Camiling, and then they settled there, but they also had businesses. No? Si Antonio Rivera, her father, was part of the underground movement who was who supported Rizal, and he actually was one of the people who sent him to Spain kasi nga it was getting a little dangerous for him already in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So he was part of that movement. He ended up being taken by the Spaniards and imprisoned, mm-hmm. and he had a tragic ending, no? So yun yung ending niya, medyo malungkot. Yung kay Leonor Rivera was also another tragic end because she was only 26 when she died because of childbirth to her second child. And her second child also died. So maraming deaths dun sa family namin. Right. Although hindi lahat nangyari doon sa bahay namin, it has that certain
energy. The owners of the house met a tragic end.
Oo. So to be honest, kami growing up, we hardly talked about yung mga tragic na nangyaring mga ganun sa mga ninuno namin, ano? Kasi siguro they were trying to parang forget about it somehow. Mm-hmm. So it was only recently when we were adults already na parang sige, pwede nang i-open up ng father namin ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the stories that really struck me was that in the 1920s, nung uso yung mga tawag dito, Ouija boards, yung parang spirit of the glass kind of thing. So my grandfather bought a table, Ouija table. Hindi siya nakontento sa board. It was a specially designed table for Ouija. And nung nakikita ko ng mga bata tayo, di ba gumagawa tayo ng mga spirit of the glass.
Yes.
Nakita ko ng tatay ko tsaka mga kaibigan namin, ano? Sabi niya, what are you doing? Stop that! So naggalit siya. Sabi ko, ha? Bakit parang we're just playing, you know, having fun? Mm-hmm. I didn't get it. Sabi ko, why? Bakit parang sobrang naman, ano, nainis yung daddy ko sa ginagawa namin. We were just playing. Tapos they explained it to me after. Yun pala, when they were growing up, so they had that table.
Mm-hmm.
And people would come. They would play and it was fun. And they probably thought that it was, they were just making it up. Parang gawa-gawa lang nila yung
result. Harmless game lang, ganun.
Oo. Hanggang sa people would come to the house and then mas naging serious na. May mga strangers who would come to the house friends would come to the house and play with them. Oh. Tapos minsan, parang nagiging strong na yung energy ng table. Na it would move. Yung table would actually move. So, natakot yung grandparents ko. Kasi syempre parang, sabi nung matatanda na kasama nila doon sa Camiling, parang, I think you better give that up because marami na masyadong energy in your house. Because maybe the spirits knew that, you know, meron
they're
ditong...
They're welcome, parang ganyan.
Oo, they're welcome. So, I remember my dad specifically telling me it was a three-legged table na good enough for four people to sit around. Wouldn't move. So, medyo nag-freak out sila and they had to give it up. So, hindi nila sinira pero pinamigay nila.
Oh, I wonder nasa na kaya yun.
Parang siguro mga late 1920s yun. Yun yung isa sa mga hindi ko makalimutan na stories nila. Well, aside from...
But you weren't able to see it na, no? Parang pinamigay na, well, when your parents were kids pa.
Yeah. My dad was born in 1925. So he was about probably mga 5 or 6 years old when they gave it up.
Okay. Sayang, walang hindi na-picturean.
Hindi. Siguro natakot na rin sa na-picturean.
Yeah, probably.
Hindi natin alam po ano mangyayari sa... ano. But was just one.
Sana nakapag-cleansing naman yung mga lolo mo before that time. Kasi if they invited the those energies, those spirits in using that table, baka naiwan. Baka nawala yung medium, pero naiwan yung energy. I hope they cleansed your house.
Say, dude, yun ang sasabihin ko nga sa'yo. Yung energy dun sa bahay, merong particular energy dun sa space namin, no? It's actually, kami, we feel like parang bantay. Parang ganon. Okay. Parang it's a, for us na family members, we're not scared. It's more like we know that there's something there, but it doesn't kasi interrupt or I don't know, it doesn't make us feel make us feel na parang we're unwelcome, parang ganyan, di ba? No, we're not welcome.
Is it so, parang the same energy? Parang does it manifest? Nakikita nyo ba?
Ako personally nadinig. Merong one time kasi our house two floors, no. So most of our rooms, kaming mga bata na doon sa second floor. And there was a time we were having dinner doon sa ground floor namin na dining room. And from the edge of the dining room kasi, where I was seated and some of my sisters, you could see the end of the stairs na. Mabilog kasing stairs namin. So makikita mo. So we were having dinner already. Sabay-sabay. So, you know, sa mga probinsya, di ba, you all eat together. Hindi naman.
Yes.
Hindi pwedeng hiwa-hiwalay. So everybody was called down and we were having dinner. Tapos while we were having dinner, mataas kasing stairs, siguro mga 20 steps yun. Biglang may bumababa. Okay. Sound lang, ha? Ang lakas. As in parang
footsteps, you know? Talaga.
Oo. So we all looked at each other, parang, ha? Everybody's here. Sino nandun? Okay. So kami, yung mga nandun sa dulo ng table, nag-lean kami a little to the right to see kung who's that coming down. Tapos nag-end siya dun sa last na step ng stairs, dun sa ground floor na yung tunog, ha? Imagine, mga 20 steps na tuloy-tuloy. So parang, Tapos wala. Walang tao. Gosh, I still get goosebumps. Yes. Pero sobrang lakas nun. Yung parang we've never... That was for me. Kasi I was probably in high school. That was probably the first time that I heard. Ang lakas
eh. May edad ka na. Okay.
May edad na. May edad na ako nun. Ang lakas. And to this
everybody heard it. Hindi ikaw lang.
Hindi lang ako. Kasi we all looked at each other. Kasi parang, ha? Andito lang si Caroline, ha? Yung isang kapatid namin. Kasi she was the last one to come down. Tsaka katunog niya yung footsteps. Yun pala. Katunog niya yung, kasi mabigat eh. Mabigat yung paanong kapatid ko na yun. So,
okay.
Katunog niya. Sabi namin, ha? But you're here. So, wala.
Do you still remember what did you do? Or parang hindi nyo na lang pinansin?
Well, syempre, parang at first, para I stood up pa. Kasi nung nawala na yung sound, tumayo ako to check. Kasi wala kami nakita, di ba? So tumayo ako to check talaga. Syempre, wala.
Kasi sabi it's namin, strange na ba? Bakit?
So sabi namin, wala. You know, there's probably someone there. Alam mo yung sa probinsya, di ba, kinakausap mo pa? Parang, kain muna kami. Ganyan, parang dyan lang kayo. O huwag kayo manggugulo. Mga ganyan. So, it was I think in all of our houses, yung, kasi we also had a house in Quezon City na had sort of that kind of feeling. And we were, parang, we would always talk to them. Doon naman sa bahay namin sa Visayas Avenue dati. We started living there in the 50s and then, kasi 'di ba sa Quezon City, ano 'yan eh, medyo hilly, parang bundok-bundok talatalahib nung araw 'yan eh.
Yes.
Wala pa masyadong mga bahay, but we were living there in the 50s. And doon meron kaming mga friends na duwende. And my sister kasi ako na parang she's the one who really feels a lot.
She's medyo mas sensitive.
Oo. And okay. She would talk to them. Kunyari, sabihin niya, bubukas na lang bigla yung pinto. Alam ko pa nga yung mga pangalan nila eh. Tatlo sila, according to her, no? She would feel na parang may tatlo na siguro their family. Nagawa na niya ng ano eh, na estima na niya. Uh-huh. Si George, si Georgia, tsaka si Georgina. Ito, hindi ko makalimutan talaga. But
very convenient to remember yung name ng
Duwende. Oo, pagkatapos parang she would talk to them and then minsan bubukas yung pinto. Eh, our doors in that house were heavy. Yung mga big, solid doors. Bubukas yung pinto, sasabihin ng ate ko parang, oh, kung di kayo kumakatok, pag pumapasok kayo, isasara nyo yung pinto. Sasara yung pinto, Earl. Sasara yung pinto. hindi siya hangin. Mabigat eh. Mabigat yung mga pinto namin. So, masara siya.
So, were you able to see one instance na sumara nga siya in front?
Not sara, but in that house, when I was in college na, and I had a lot of parang parties in that house, no? Siguro the spirits weren't happy with me being in that house.
Maingay.
So, maingay. Kasi syempre, di ba, from tahimik-tahimik, tapos biglang ito na maingay. There's one event that I was gonna get something from the fridge. And then, madilim, pag sara ko nung fridge, merong black na parang,
oh my god,
may black na parang nakaharang sa eyes ko. So wherever, and some of the lights were on. So I knew that there was something in front of me because wherever I would look, that black thing would cover me.
Okay. Parang hinaharangan ka, ganun.
Hinaharangan ako. Yun yung pinaka negative na naramdaman ko in my whole life. And I was crying. I was really crying because sabi ng mga friends, what happened? Kasi I had a small party in one of the rooms and so I went out lang to get something. Pagbalik ko dun sa pinto, tumatakbo ako kasi umiiyak ako kasi nga parang putya ano to. Oh. Kasi black eh. Pag black, parang alam mo na may masama. So I was crying. That was the only time that I felt it. And I thought siguro nga baka nabulabog sila, they didn't want us to be that noisy.
Baka naman ano lang, they just wanted to be, you know, felt na parang konting put down the noise.
Oo.
Pero hindi naman harmful. Wala namang ano.
Hindi naman. Hindi naman. But yun,
pero
after that.
Nagalit talaga kasi you said that you felt negative eh. The energy was negative. So.
Oo. Kasi yung parang, kasi I looked around eh. And it really followed me. So parang galit siya. Parang gano'n. Alam mo na parang galit yung energy na yon, yung spirit.
Well, did the party continue?
Well, syempre nag-die down na nung nakita nila ako. Umiiyak ako, di ba? Bakit siya umiiyak? Bakit siya tumakbo-pasok doon sa kwarto? So wala. And after that, I remember parang we only would meet up na lang during the day hanggang afternoon. Hindi na lumalampas ng parang hanggang madaling araw. Hindi na. Hindi ko na ginagawa.
In respect. At least, diba? It served you something like sensible na at least hindi ka na nakakaperwisyo din.
Oo.
Maganda naman. May maganda namang kinilabas.
May maganda. Mas naging sensitive ako sa mga spaces. Ganyan. Yeah. Which is true.
Isa munang paalaala bago tayo magpatuloy. Minsan, kailangan lang ng manunulat ng kausap. Minsan, kailangan lang ng mambabasa ng pag-asa. Minsan, kailangan lang ng tagapakinig ng pag-ibig. Ako si Edgar Calabia Samar, may akda ng ilang premiadong nobela at aklat ng tula,
At inaanyayahan ko kayong makinig ng aking podcast tungkol sa panitikan at pagsulat at pagmamahal. Ang mga teorya ng pagkahulog. Dito lang sa Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sa pagbabalik ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
I have another story. This one naman is a little funny. In Camiling, this was in the mid-60s. Ito lahat orally pinapasa kasi syempre nga, lahat naman, wala naman silang mga recording ng mga panahon na yon. So it was,
yeah.
So nung mga middle ng 1960s ito, meron silang bagong, yung sister ko, may bago siyang yaya. Tapos yung setup kasi ng mga kwarto sa Kamiling doon sa second floor, sa dulong-dulo was the front ng house, was the room of my grandmother. Tapos yung room ng mga bata, naka-connect yun, mayroong parang connecting doors. Tapos yung room ng mga bata, which is our room, tapos yung toilet, tapos sa dulo nun yung room ng mga helps, tapos kitchen na. So isa-isang pinto lahat 'yun, meron silang connecting door. So yung yaya, it was her first day, first night. Ano siya, mga madaling araw, siyempre natutulog siya kasama nung kapatid ko nung inaalagaan niya. Yung first night niya, I think she wanted to go to the restroom. Meron silang sariling restroom doon sa room nila eh. So lalabas siya. So from her room, dumaan siya dun sa toilet because to be able to get to the helps, yung quarters. So pagdaan niya sa toilet, nakabukas ang ilaw, merong lalaki na nagsusuklay.
Oh my God.
Alam mo yung pag dumadaan ka, ay makikiraan po. Yung ganon, parang magbabaw ka.
Yeah.
So the next morning, so she went to do her business in the quarters and then went back na. Pagbalik niya, wala na doon yung lalaki. So, the next morning, sabi niya, kausap niya yung mga ibang staff sa bahay. Sabi niya, madaling araw na dumating si senyor kagabi. Sabi niya. Sabi ng mga kasama nila, si senyor, sabi niya ganyan. Kasi senyor yung tatay ng daddy ko. Ang daddy ko, senyorito. So, sabi niya, si senyorito? Hindi, yung tatay ni senyorito. E di hindi kumikibo yung mga kasama niya. So it was her first night eh.
It was her first day, hindi niya alam.
Hindi niya alam. So, yung isa, sabi niya, alika, sabi niya. Dinala niya sa baba. Kasi dun sa baba, dun sa ground floor, dun sa living room.
May namin, family portrait.
May portrait. Sabi niya, eto okay. Ba si senyor? Makita mo kagabi? Oo, sabi niya, nagsusuklay siya, nakaputi, may dala pa nga siyang sombrero, parang kadarating lang niya, ganyan. Sabi niya, patay na yan, mga 10 years ago pa. Tumakbo siya.
Oh my God.
Tumakbo, okay. Hindi siya bumalik. Hindi ko pa alam na lang sa nanay ko. Tumakbo sa nanay ko, sabi niya, si Rina, hindi ko na po kaya dito. Isang araw lang siya. Wala na.
Yeah. Para siyang yung straight from the movies, no?
Oo.
Ganun. Parang yung may nakita tapos titingin doon sa old family portrait na so makikita niya doon yung image ng nakita niya.
Oo, parang movie, di ba? Okay. Parang movie. Siyempre kami natatawalan na kami pag pinukwento namin yan. Pero I'm pretty sure she was really terrified.
First day mo, tapos old house, tapos alam mo nang may history. Kaya nakakatakot. Feeling ko nga kung ako yung siguro yung pupunta sa bahay, matatakot din ako. Not because of anything, but because yung alam mo yun, yung parang, pag, di ba sa movies, pagka malaking bahay, tapos gano'n na parang grandioso pa, parang expected mo na yun, may, ano, may pa-surprise sa loob.
Oh, may pa-surprise, oo.
May kasama. So yun, parang nakita ko pa yung picture ng ano niyo, yung house niyo. Yung parang may balcony. Yung alam mo yung mga oro plata mata, mga ganun yung mga setup.
parang ganun nga.
Parang ganun yung itsura ng bahay niyo. So na-imagine ko yung nangyari doon kay Ate. I hope she's okay.
I hope she's okay too. Pero that was the last that we heard of her. Parang hindi na daw siya, wala, hindi na talaga siya bumalik.
Pero yung, growing up dun sa bahay nyo na yun, ano naman, ay, kasi parang marami kayong magkakapatid eh. Parang, it was, parang feeling ko naman, it has a light vibes, energy. Kasi lalo na pag maraming bata, diba? Parang buhay yung bahay.
Buhay siya. Maganda yung energy niya. Pero alam mo na meron. Na meron pa kayong ibang kasama.
Yung pagtumahimik na paggabi.
Oo. Pero syempre kami, di lang taga dun ka, kunyari, in the middle of the night, no? Meron kang, lalo nung mga high school na ako, in the middle of the night, kung merong tatahol na aso, ganun-ganon, ikaw ang lalabas. Malabas ko dun sa garden, nadaan ka sa mga garahe, ganyan, sa madilim, wala kang choice. Parang, sabi ng mami ko parate, kasi nga siguro nasanay na rin sila, parang iyo matakot ka sa tao, hindi sa spirit, you know? So, kapag merong ganon, unahin mo na yung ano mo, yung parang yung instinct mo para sa tao, titignan mo kung may masamang tao dyan sa labas. Huwag kang matatakot sa spirits.
Make sense. So, yeah.
Yung bahay kasi namin, the Japanese also lived there eh. During the war, the Second World War, when the Japanese arrived din Kamiling, syempre they stayed dun sa, yung bahay kasi namin malapit sa munisipyo.
Sa Kamiling ba maraming bahay na katulad nun sa inyo? Or hindi masyado?
Hindi masyado.
Kasi for it to be chosen as a parang, as a center siguro, no? Marang, nung
That's where the officers live. Tumira sila with our family. The Japanese were there kasi naabutan sila eh. Nung dumating ang mga Hapon, hindi nag-evacuate yung family namin. So naabutan sila doon. Tumira sila they would eat with the Japanese.
Were they held hostage or nag-ano lang sila?
Normal. According to my father, they were courteous and respectful. But you know, parang may authority that you know, we're going to live here.
Okay.
You can't do anything.
So
titira kami dito, pakakainin nyo kami and all that.
They just forced themselves.
Tapos syempre yung mga ibang nagtayo din sila ng mga tent dun sa paligid namin. So yan, they were there.
That was scary.
Tapos at one point parang may operation yung mga Hapon that they left. So nag-take advantage na yung pamilya namin and also left. So kasi natakot na rin sila that two girls kasi yung anak nung ang kapatid ng daddy ko eh. So natatakot sila, dalaga na.
Oo.
Natatakot sila
mga,
na
parang, may mga tawag dito, mga comfort women stories.
Oo, may mga stories na ganun. So tumakbo na sila sa bundok. So yung ground floor namin, since the Japanese live there, merong isang part doon that ginawa nilang parang in a way parang prison, or they held people there. So sometimes they would hear people cry. Siyempre hindi na inaalam ng mga ng mga ng pamilya namin what they would do to those people kasi syempre hindi naman nila pwedeng alamin. Mm. But they would hear people cry, ganyan. Mm. So parang alam nila na may pina-torture doon
sa baba
nila while they would
Ano ba 'yun, basement ba 'yun?
Hindi naman sa basement. Ground floor. Yung mga lumang bahay na... Kasi our house was remodeled na in the 50s. Eh. Mm. So, yung older house, yung during the Japanese time, was yung second... Yung parang mga lumang bahay, yung second floor talaga, yung living space.
Yes.
Yung ground floor was a huge space. Parang like a garage, ganyan. Mm. Kasi mapasok yung kotse sa loob ng bahay. So, it was a garage. Oh, parang social hall.
Okay.
Pwede mo siyang... mako-convert siya into a
function,
into a parang function. Yeah, oo. Yeah. Okay. So doon, open space. So doon sila nagtutorture ng mga prisoner. Kaya nung ni-remodel na yung space na yon, nilagyan ng mga bedroom sa baba. Mm. There was one time yung isang help namin kinasal, tapos ang regalo nila ng lola ko was that, you know, they would mag-honeymoon sila doon sa isang room. Meron kasi isang room doon na malaki na parang aircon, ganyan. So, this was in the 70s, no? So, pinatira sila doon na parang one night, yung first night nila together, doon sila natulog. Hindi daw sila nakatulog.
Hindi
sila nakatulog. Kasi meron silang mga chain na naririnig, parang mga naglalakad-lakad daw doon. Sa next room, hindi dun sa room nila, pero dun sa... Eh, yung next room na sinasabi na, yung space na yun was where they...
The Japanese...
Torture. The space that the Japanese used for torturing. So, it wasn't really in their room, but they would hear it from the next room.
Oh my God.
Did sila
on their wedding night.
On their wedding night.
Diba? So kami tumatawa-tawa na lang kami. Ano eh, BDSM. Kaya hindi pa siguro. Ba nakakatawa at that time?
hindi naging prop sa kanila yun. Pero.
Oh my God. The help.
But anyways,
I feel for the help.
Oo. Parang mas marami silang nararamdaman sa amin. Mm-hmm. So I guess alam nung spirits na parang pwede nilang biruin yung help. Alam mo yun? Sila parati yung napagtitripan. Oo. Marami sila nakikita through the years. Ah. It was usually them na nakakaramdam and they would tell us. Marami dun sa kami.
No, grabe. Baka ano, I'm not sure if your family is open to it, but have you had any paranormal investigators looked at your house, maybe cleanse an area, something like that? Or there's no need naman
wala
kasi?
Pa. I don't know. There's no need kasi alam naman namin na meron. Eh, no?
Kayo
pero
wala pang
ano. Oh, I mean, wala pang ano, wala pang nag-present na to kind of study. Wala.
Oh.
Wala.
And may mga listeners and tayo sa naman, podcast na could be from Tarlac. baka now they baka pwede kami pumunta dyan.
Sige, at their own risk.
Well, hindi naman. I'm sure the entities, whatever it is na you guys feel whenever you're in that house, I'm sure it's they found a way to coexist with whoever's living currently. Oh,
that's true. Pero yung recently, since nga mas tahimik na doon ngayon, whenever we would go home, yung partner ko, kasi he feels a lot, he's very sensitive. Meron siyang mga rooms na hindi talaga pinapasukan. Ayaw niya. Kasi malakas.
Okay.
Malakas daw talaga.
Oh.
And it's funny because yung malakas na feeling, doon sa mga busier parts of the house when we were growing up. So parang, ha? Sabi ko, hindi ko mag-get. Bakit nandun yung malakas? Siguro nga kasi because it was busy, mas maraming naiwan doon na energy. I don't know, yun yung iniisip ko. Kasi kitchen eh. Yung mga ayaw niyang pasukan na rooms, yung mga kitchen, mga ganon.
Probably.
Yung sa prayer room, ayaw niya yun. Talaga yun. Definitely hindi. Yung prayer room, ayaw niya.
Possibly, kasi yung they say that yung mga energy imprints of the people who used to live in an area, in a house, yun yung parang naiiwan yung strongest energy or characteristic nila while they're living. Not necessarily yung kaluluwa or yung essence nila. Parang just the energy imprint, yung parang residue na lang ganun. It's left in an area. Kaya yun, minsan naranasense pa ng mga sensitive like your partner. Baka yun.
Siguro nagluluto pa rin sila hanggang
baka ngayon. Baka may party pa rin silang ina pinagpe-prepare.
Diba, hindi kami nasabihan, sorry.
Well, this house of yours is not one of those that kind of houses. Yung mga, hindi naman ito yung galing pa sa mga family mo from generations before, the ones you're living now.
Well, kasi the first house that was built there, yung nga in the mid-1800s, was a corner house. Yung parang mga bahay na bato.
Mm.
Yung baba was bato, the second floor was wood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was the house of the parents of Lino Rivera. And it was bigger than our house now. Imagine ha, parang longer daw kasi nga, they had balls. Mm. So yung second floor nila, yung description sa amin, the second floor was big enough to have 100 couples dancing.
Oh.
Laki siya. So parang siyang, malaki siya. So when my grandfather rebuilt the house, giniba niya totally yung bahay na yon. He moved it to the center of the house and made it smaller.
Mm.
So smaller version na yan ng original house nila.
Oh.
He built the yung house sa middle ng 1920 and then he had it remodeled in the early 1950s. So medyo bago-bago na siya.
Mm.
Pero yung syempre yung wood na ginamit dun sa bahay namin, yung all of those are from over a century ago.
Iba, grabe. Sana mabisita ka yan. Pag napunta ang Tarlac,
yes.
Puntahan ka yan.
Oo, sabihin mo lang ako. But, yun, maraming, malakas yung history doon. Kasi imagine, yung mga stories na pinasa sa amin, our stories of our grandparents feeling it pa, that was in the 20s, and the diba?
Mm-hmm.
So parang noon pa lang meron na siya, very consistent.
And that's what's beautiful naman in oral history, na yun naman yung malakas sa mga Pilipino, lalo na yung mga matatandang pamilya katulad nun sa inyo, na naipapasa, kahit hindi man siya naisulat, hindi man siya na-record like this podcast. Before, yung mga magulang ng magulang natin, they tell stories ng mga because they had traditions like what you said, yung mga kumakain ng sabay-sabay, and that's where basically yun yung avenue for a talk. So yun yung nawala lang, but in replacement katulad nito, na pag-uusapan naman siya with other people, and ayun, mabuti na rin na napag-usapan natin. At least, we can keep a digital copy of this story, yes, na ma-upload, yes, natin. And, you know, you'll never know. Baka in the future, anyone who would research on the keeping family of Tarlac would be interested in hearing what we have discussed.
Tama. Thank you. Yeah.
Grabe a lot. Thank you so much. Tuwa ako sa mga stories niyo. Pero I'm happy na hindi siya mga harmful. Wala kayong mga something. Because naman, I think the energy is very positive inside a loving home. So parang it's good.
Yes,
yeah. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I hope I was able to help.
Yes, you did. And natutuwa ako na na-share mo yung rich family history nyo sa amin, kahit na part of it lang. And I also heard that you run your own business now and you have your kitchen going on. Baka gusto mong invite yung mga listeners, everyone from, we have people in Metro Manila listening to this podcast.
Ah, sure. Well, yeah, since the pandemic started, I ventured into cooking. So now I cook for a living. The business is called Dilaw na Apron, and you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. I feature all family recipes.
Ooh, heirloom
and
recipes.
Some from time to time. Oh, heirloom recipes. Ito yung mga recipe ng mga nagpaparamdam sa bahay namin.
have. At least we can connect with Silvestre.
Yes. So, yung mga heirloom recipes ng mga ninuno namin, I try to recreate and to be as precise as possible kung how they did it, no?
And may, that's what I'm sharing. May parang old recipe book ba na?
Meron.
Talaga? Fun.
Oh.
Ang cool ng meron. Family.
Maraming oral na pinamana. Mm-hmm. Pero marami rin nakasulat. So, yun lang. Siyempre, yung process talaga nung how they did stuff before, no?
Mm.
Medyo nakakapagod siya. Walang shortcut.
So you try to parang what's that? Julie and Julia the movie. You're trying to recreate yung mga dating recipes nila, which is very cool. I think very awesome. Hopefully when I come back to Manila, matikman ko yung mga luto ng Dilaw ni Apron.
And also, syempre, if you guys are abroad and you want to send love to your family, you can also get in touch with us because actually I noticed a lot of people from the US and meron din some from the UAE.
Yes.
Send a lot of they order and send
it to their loved family ones. Here. That's true.
Yes. Lalo na magpapasto. Keep us in mind.
Will do. And I will also share your social media dun sa show notes ng episode natin so people can get in touch with you.
Thank you.
Yun, so that's it. Thank you so much, Mike. I hope to see you in person when I come back to Manila.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure, Earl.
All right.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Isa munang paalaala bago tayo magpatuloy. Sa panahon ngayon, ang digital presence ay isa ng basic need. Sa mga virtual meetings, online school, at iba pang mga streaming activities. Di ba't maganda na alam mong secure ang data at information mo? Virtual Private Networks or VPN gives you that layer protection kapag nagkoconnect ka sa mga Wi-Fi hotspots na hindi mo pinagkakatiwalaan. It will also allow you to access content na geo-locked to specific locations, lalo na sa mga streaming apps. We have partnered with NordVPN through Podmetrics for you guys to also enjoy the same experience. They have an amazing promo right now that allows you to get 73% off of the 2-year plan plus 4 months free when you use our link in the description and our code PHCAMPFIRE before checking out. They also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So, ano pang hinihintay nyo? Sign up na for a NordVPN account and visit nordvpn.com/phcampfire now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sa pagbabalik ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
Sa modernong panahon kung saan ang mga lumang bahay at mga ari-arian ay napipira-piraso dahil pinaghahatian ang mga magkakamag-anak. Bibihira ang mga bahay na gaya ng kanila Mike na nakakasabay sa agos ng panahon na nanatiling nakatindig upang pagmula ng mga kwentong kagaya ng ating natunghayan. Kung kayo ay may mga lumang bagay mula sa inyong nakatatanda, mga litrato, mga kagamitan, mga kwento, mula sa kanilang nakaraan, sana ay bigyan niyo ito ng halaga.
panatilihin yung buhay ang mga alaala ng inyong mga ninuno, ng inyong mga nakatatanda, upang maisalin pa sa mas nakababatang henerasyon. Para sa aking mga mahal na pamangkin at mga susunod pang henerasyon sa aming pamilya, sakali mang madiscovery nyo na ako ang campmaster sa podcast na ito, sana ay nagugustuhan nyo ang mga kwento ko. Para sa inyo to, itago ninyo at pagyamanin. Inyo pong nasabaybayan ang isa na namang gabi ng Philippine Camper Stories sa ating segment na San Telmo Society. Salamat kay Mike sa pagpapaunlak ng kwento. Sana ay suportahan natin ang kanyang food business na Dilaw na Apron. Para sa masasarap na heirloom recipes made with love, puntahan lamang ang link ng Dilaw na Apron sa ating show notes. Sana ay nakatulong kahit panandalian ang pakikinig ninyo upang maipahinga ang inyong mga sarili laban sa mga problema at hamon sa labas ng campsite na ito. Mapapakinggan ninyo ng libre ang mga nakaraang episodes sa lahat ng major podcast platforms. Kung nais ninyo maging bahagi ng podcast na ito, ay maaari kayong mag-submit ng inyong sariling kwento gamit ang inyong sariling voice recording o kahit mag-email lamang ng kwento sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com at isasama natin ito sa ating story submission segment na San Telmo Society. Kung gusto niyo magbigay handog kahit sa maliit na paraan gaya ng paglibre ng kape o kahit magbigay lamang ng suporta, maaari ito sa pamamagitan ng coffee o kung gusto niyo naman ng exclusive content at early access kapalit ng inyong handog na tulong, maaari niyo akong samahan sa ating Patreon page. Yung suporta na binibigay ninyo ay malaking tulong para maipagpatuloy ko ang programang ito. Maaari niyo ring i-follow at i-like ang ating mga social media accounts sa Twitter at Campfire Story PH at sa Facebook page na Philippine Campfire Stories. Ang Philippine Campfire Stories ay miyembro ng Podcast Network Asia at powered by Podmetrics, ang pinakamadaling paraan upang kumita sa pamamagitan ng podcast. Sa Podmetrics, maaari niyong pagkakitaan ng inyong podcast sa pamamagitan ng mga ad campaigns and marketing affiliations. Para sa mga podcasters na gaya ko, maaari kayong mag-sign up sa podmetrics.co at gamitin ninyo ang aking referral code, Philippine Campfire Stories. Capital letters ang simula ng bawat salita, ang P, C at S at walang space. At makikita din ito sa show notes ng ating episode. Kung nais naman ninyong makipag-collaborate para sa marketing ng aming programa, magtungo lamang sa advertiser.podmetrics.co at hayaan yung tulungan namin kayong maipahayag ang inyong mga produkto at serbisyo sa ating mga listeners. Nais kong tulungan ng mga tatak at produktong Pilipino dahil naniniwala ako na gaya ng mga kwento natin sa Philippine Camper Stories, mahusay ang tatak lokal. Muli, maraming salamat po sa pakikinig. Hanggang dito na lamang po at hanggang sa susunod nating kwentuhan.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.